Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. I think you're really going to enjoy this one. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Who put us down here? God. Who is the authority? God. He is who authored us. So he said, you are free to use this land. You are free to move. You are free to travel. And then what comes along? The government says, nope, you don't. Natural law doesn't exist, and you have to get a license, and then you have to pay us every single year. Well, this is, once again, not only does it keep us enslaved as Americans, but it is a direct affront to God's commandments when we follow these things.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. I hope you're all doing very, very well. That was my friend Marty Leeds, and I've always said, Marty is one of the smartest guys I know. I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know you can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto? And did you know if you do it right, you don't have to pay capital gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA right now with My Digital Money to take advantage of it. And when you go to retire, you will pay nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum, Chainlink, or Solana doubles, or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. That's right, no capital gains tax. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com right now, MyDigitalMoney.com. Thanks so much for tuning in, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's the name of the new book from my good friend Marty Leeds, Lord Jesus Christ. And I have a copy of it right here in my hands. It is a beautiful, beautiful book. You can get it at GnosticAcademy.org. That's Marty's website. Here's the book right there, Lord Jesus Christ. Gnostic is one of those words too, friends, that sometimes you got to Google these things. Don't use Google. Bing them, DuckDuckGo them to remember what the word means. Marty's YouTube channel is called the Gnostic Church of Academy of Lord Jesus Christ. What does Gnostic mean? It means relating to knowledge, especially esoteric, mystical knowledge. The stuff the powers that be, the enemies of humanity, do not want us to know. In fact, y'all may have heard that soundbite from, what's his name, Yuval Noah Harari, the protege, the demon who's friends with Klaus Schwab. In fact, Klaus Schwab's closest advisor, I think. Well, he said the story of the Lord Jesus Christ being the Son of God and having been on this planet and dying for our sins, well, that's fake news. His words, these people really, really hate us. Marty, welcome back. How are you, buddy?
Good. Good to be here. Good to talk to you, as always.
Well, good to have you. And I see, and I know what state you live in. It's the state I used to live in. And now I'm in a state neighboring that state. And you get the same disgusting weather day after day that we get. I just mentioned this to Dane Wigington in my call with him yesterday. Let me show you what I'm looking at today out my window. Exactly the same gray cloud cover as far as the eye can see, day after day after day. It's unrelenting. They really want to keep sunshine from us and, well, and the truth about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as well.
They're trying to control the realm. It's really, you know, I've been talking about this quite a bit lately, is that, you know, the biggest conspiracy really in the world is keeping us from knowing who we are and where we are. And where we are is a place, it's basically a place of where souls come for a rites of passage. Your whole journey here is to get home to God. And that's eternal life. That's salvation of, you know, that sort of thing. And these people, what they do is every tool that they have in their belt, every move that they make is to keep us out of this knowledge, to keep us knowing who we are and where we are, and that we are children of God. And that, you know, he is the one that is in control down here. It is his laws and his commandments that we are to follow, and no one else's. And so the chemtrail thing and all of this and all the weather manipulation, all that sort of thing, is them trying to, I mean, they're agents of chaos. That's what they do. They're the exact opposite of Christ. They're the Antichrist, which means they're anti-order, which means they're chaos. They are harbingers of chaos. They bring chaos, and that's what they're doing. And so our response is to do the opposite, be Christly and bring order.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to do a screen share here and play this clip from Watch the Water. I don't know if you saw this. It's kind of going viral, so I'm sure you have, Marty, but that's Dr. Brian Artis talking to Stu Peters about what he believes is really going on with quote-unquote COVID, given the fact that these people literally worship the serpent. They love the father of lies, a serpent. Well, listen to this regarding what COVID really might be.
If it's true that COVID could actually be snake venom, and how I got there was they don't support the use of anti-venom called monoclonal antibodies, right? Because they work. The easiest way to figure that out is, has that ever been fact-checked? And I wanted to know, was there ever any mention that the source could have been a snake?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. Over and over and over in the media, January and February of 2020, are nonstop publications that the original source could either be from bats, snakes, or pangolins. And every time the snake is mentioned, fact checkers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, constantly fact check it and spin it to the bats. There's no fact checking about bats. They keep letting you look at bats. In the beginning, in January of 2020, the scientists inside of China said this can't be from these bats. These bats hibernate and it's the winter. When they did genetic sequences from the antibodies in the people who were sick in Wuhan, they found that their genetic sequence was not most like bats. They were most like two snakes, proteins from the Chinese crate and the king cobra.
I'm going to pause it there. Had you seen any of that, Marty?
I saw it going around, but I haven't watched it. I tend to stay away from things like that. Anybody that's like trying to, discuss COVID-19 in any sort of way, because I don't listen to theories at all. You know, I just don't pay attention to theories. I seek out theorems. I seek out proofs. You know, and I haven't seen that, so I can't really speak on it. But I will say this, like, we are in our world, we're completely bombarded by all of these theories, and germ theory is one of them. But we don't really care about theories. We want proof. We want evidence, and we want theorems. We want things that are demonstrable. And so the entirety of the virus conversation is all based on, which is still to this day considered a theory, not a theorem. A theorem is provable. A theory is just a set of, you know, ideas and, you know, beliefs in that sort of sense. So think about all the theories that we are completely bombarded by in our world. Theory of relativity, right? Gravitational theory. How about the Darwinian theory of evolution? Germ theory. How about critical race theory? How about game theory? Right? They're teaching our children these theories. They're pushing these theories in the media and that sort of thing. And none of these things are proven. None of them. Some of them after hundreds of years. And so when I go to do my own sort of truth seeking, I try to stay away from theories completely, and I go to proofs, because those proofs are what led me to God.
Yeah. Well, what I think is interesting about what Brian Artis is suggesting there based on his research is the fact that he believes that the COVID breakouts might be because there's this venom, this concoction, the snake venom in the water, and they can target certain areas specifically through the water. Well, we already know they put fluoride and other chemicals in the water. We already know that we've been under attack by way of water, by way of skies with geoengineering, by way of vaccines for our children, by way of all sorts of, I call it a multifaceted attack against humanity. So Would it be a surprise at all to learn that the enemies of humanity who worship a serpent, who worship the father of lies, are coming after us using snake venom? I don't know. I just think it's very, very interesting. And the point here is that there is a great awakening happening and nobody trusts. Well, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people still trust this system, but those of us who can think don't trust this system at all. We do not trust the federal government. We do not trust the FBI. We do not trust the CIA. We do not trust the IRS. We do not trust the Biden administration and the Biden crime family. We don't trust any of it. Millions of people are waking up, Marty.
They are, and they've given us no reason to trust any of it. I mean, this really gets down to the point of like, you know, consent. You know, it's always about we are governed by the consent of the governed. Okay, well, what happens when we no longer consent? How do we withdraw our consent? And that's really the question that I think that we're facing right now as a humanity is that you, the very people that we have put, you know, in charge of making sure that our rights are, you know, that they're protected and that they're always upheld, to actually seek out justice and that sort of thing. Every level and every facet has been completely inverted and turned on its head. And we can, as you're saying, we no longer trust any of these organizations or institutions. Some of them are not, as far as I understand, are not even legal. Like the IRS, as far as I understand, when you look up like agency in the government handbook, whether that's like, you know, Centers for Disease Control, or whether that's the Central Intelligence Agency. Agency is not even well-defined in the government manual. But not only that, when you look at something like the IRS, it even says, I think there's been Supreme Court cases about this. It's basically like a power delegated can't be redelegated. So even if we say, okay, we've delegated powers to the United States government to collect taxes. Okay. That doesn't mean that they get to delegate it to somebody else. So from the, you know, from the foundation anymore, this thing is completely, you know, once again, flipped on its head, and we need to do the right things about reestablishing our rights. And that can get into the conversation of natural law and what do we do about that and that sort of thing. So
yeah, and your book, another book, an important little manual there that you wrote, The Unanimous Redeclaration of We the People. Show it. Yeah, there it is. And this is what we need to do. We need to reclaim our birthright, which has been stolen from us. And I want to provide one more example of why we do not trust these criminals who stole the election. I'm pounding my fist on the table, if you guys could hear that. Boy, this stuff gets me fired up. These are the agencies that are supposed to have the best interests of we the people at heart, right? What a joke. Here's Matt Gaetz and some dude from the FBI talking about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Sir, I'm not here to talk about the laptop. I'm here to talk about the FBI cyber program.
You are the assistant director of FBI cyber. I want to know where Hunter Biden's laptop is. Where is it?
Sir, I don't know that answer.
That is astonishing to me. Has FBI cyber assessed whether or not Hunter Biden's laptop could be a point of vulnerability, allowing America's enemies to hurt our country?
Sir, FBI cyber program is based off of what's codified in Title 18, or, Title 18, Section 1030, a code which talks about computer intrusions, right? Using nefarious intent.
Talked about passwords here. I mean, Hunter Biden's password on his laptop was Hunter02. He drops it off at a repair store. I'm holding the receipt from Max Computer Repair, where in December 2019, they turned over this laptop to the FBI. And what now you're telling me right here is that as the assistant director of FBI cyber, you don't know where this is after it was turned over to you 3 years ago.
Yes, sir. That's an accurate statement.
How are Americans supposed to trust that you can protect us from the next colonial pipeline if it seems that you can't locate a laptop that was given to you 3 years ago from the first family, potentially creating vulnerabilities for our country?
Sir, it's not in the purview of my investigative responsibilities.
But that is shocking that you wouldn't, as the assistant director of cyber, know whether or not there are international business deals, kickbacks, shakedowns that are on this laptop that would make the first family suspect to some sort of compromise. Mr. Assistant Director, have you assessed whether or not the first family is compromised as a result of the Hunter Biden laptop?
Sir, as a representative of the FBI cyber program, it is not in the realm of my responsibilities to deal with the questions that you're asking me.
Has anyone at FBI cyber been asked to make assessments whether or not the laptop creates a point of vulnerability?
Of course not. Of course not. The FBI exists to protect the powerful. And I got to say one more thing about this. Hunter Biden's laptop, there are multiple copies of this thing, and Jack Maxey had to flee to Switzerland because he fears for his life, because he has all of the data. He's got all of it. 450,000 plus emails. I don't know. It's mountains and mountains and mountains of stuff, including video purported to show Hunter Biden in sexually compromising positions, we'll say, with underage girls, probably underage boys too. This government is so overtly criminal at this point, we need to reassert our natural law, our God-given law, our God-given rights, Marty.
Well, this is the first thing that I would say is that, you know, and this might be a hard thing for a lot of people to stomach. It was for me for many years too, is that we need to stop, in this sense, discussing politics. Because at this point, the system of our government is so corrupt, top to bottom, that it doesn't matter who gets in there. It's they don't have a chance, because we know that the corruption is so thorough, you know. And so we really need to start addressing ourselves, not as like Republican, Democrat, this is realizes we need to start addressing ourselves as Americans. You know, politics anymore, anyway, in our time, through and through, is a dividing mechanism. And we know that our founding fathers have said that divided, you know, united we stand, divided we fall. My holy book, the Holy Bible, said what I've got it here, Mark 3:25. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Right. You know, but he knowing their thoughts said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. We can no longer divide ourselves. And politics is exactly that. And that's what it's there to do. And so right now, everybody has these political discussions when really we should be completely removing ourselves from that conversation and only having discussions about our inherent God-given rights. I no longer refer to myself as a Republican. I refer to myself exactly as I am, a prisoner of the Lord and a child of God. End of story. And that's where my rights come from. And as we know, so... I think we need to elevate that discussion. And, you know, Breitbart said, what was it? Politics is downstream from culture. Okay, well, if politics is downstream from culture, how far downstream from theology and our rights is politics? A long way. How many of these politicians, even the ones that you love or you like, anybody that's listening to this, how many of them are going to come out and be like, well, guys, you know, the IRS is actually completely corrupt, and you don't really have to pay your taxes because, you know, direct taxation is actually written against, you know, in the Constitution. And, you know, and this is all municipal government and it's a corporation. And of course, you know, no politician is coming out and saying that. None. So none of them actually work for us. And so this is why I say we have to leave the conversation of politics and get only into the conversation of our God-given rights. That gets into natural law. That gets into God's jurisdiction.
Yes. Yeah, let's define natural law. You can probably do it better than I can. I just bing, bing, bing this or whatever I did, not Google. But natural law, a body of unchanging moral principles regarded as a basis for all human conduct. How do you define natural law? I mean, define it in terms of God.
First off, there is only natural law. Whenever, when a human being, when it really comes down to it, when a human being comes along and writes something down, it becomes legal, right? That's, I mean, this is whole thing. And even the term legal, I think I have the definition here. Give me a second. And then I'll go into natural law definition. Legal, it says even here, this is legal. It says having a formal status derived from law, often without a basis in actual fact. Wait, what? So anything that's legal is often without a basis in actual fact. And that's what we're all supposed to be following, these legalities. When we look at natural law, it's even defined in Black's Law. It says, we understand all laws to either be human or divine, according as they have man or God for their author. And divine laws are of two kinds. That is to say, natural laws and positive or revealed laws. A rule which so necessarily agrees with the nature and state of man that without observing its maxims, the peace and happiness of society can never be preserved. In other words, if we do not adhere to natural law, we'll never have peace down here. Why? Because natural law is created by God. What is, you know, this is also a definition of natural law, a rule of conduct arising out of the natural relations of human beings established by the Creator and existing prior to any positive precept, Webster. The foundation of this law is placed by the best writers in the will of God, discovered by right reason and aided by divine revelation. The law that God, well, we all know natural laws as in like, okay, well, no one's going to be able to go up and change the course of the moon, right? The core of the moon is always going to have its cycles. There's nothing you can do to change it. These are the laws of nature. When you look at the sun, it's not like you're going to be able to tell the sun where it's going to rise on the horizon. No, you don't get to do that. If you jump off a 500-foot cliff, you're going to die. These are all natural laws. laws. These are things that are, you know, just in the creation itself. But there's also a law that goes beyond that, that's actually understood in religions all over the world. And it's the one law that God has given us. And it's the golden rule. And the golden rule is, it's something that is all over the Bible. And here, let me give you a few examples here. The golden rule is, number one, it's found in Hinduism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, Sikhism, Christianity, native spirituality, Zoroastrianism, Jainism, Judaism, Islam, Baha'i faith. It's found all over the world. And what we all know the golden rule is, of course, do unto others as you'd have done to you. Judge not, lest you be not judged. It's actually written a bunch of different times in the Bible, specifically Mark 4:24. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you. Luke 6:38. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Of course, we know Matthew 7:1. Like I said, judge not, lest ye be not judged. It says in Matthew 7:2, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, you met. So the golden rule is actually the law that governs everything, and everything can be defined by this. The balance of our creation is based on this one law, and it's all the law and the prophets. In fact, I think I have one more here. It says, let me see if I can find this. Sorry.
Well, you're looking for it. Let me just say this, though. We're so out of balance, okay? And you cover that topic, balance, in your Sunday service. I think it was the Astrology and Divine Lessons of Cain and Abel. Guys, Marty does a Sunday service. If you don't make it to church, your time would be probably better spent anyway watching Marty's Sunday service over at his YouTube channel. And you read a quote, which I think is really important, as the justice system in this nation is completely out of balance. And we have a literal criminal sitting in the White House who's said to be the president, who did not get 81 million votes. And the quote is this: before you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves. And I think that's really important, because those of us who hunger for justice, and that's all of my listeners and all of your listeners, we get precious little of it. But I guess that's God's job, right? We need to be very, very careful about contaminating ourselves with a desire for revenge. And I don't really have a desire for revenge so much as I have a desire for justice, but we never get any in this country anymore, Marty.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's not, you know, obviously we have to rebuke evil. We have to call out, we have to seek, you know, justice in this world. We can't just let psychopaths and murderers and eugenicists run amok and kill people. That's, you know, that's not how it works. But yes, revenge is in the Lord. And it's this idea that it's like, look, just shine your light brighter. You know, the darkness does not, you know, remove darkness. Light does. And so it compels us and impels us to be better human beings. And once again, when we look at the golden rule, right, this is the foundation of everything. It does. I mean, this goes for land management. This goes for, you know, fishing rivers. This goes for across the board. This thing works. I just want to give a few other examples in the Bible. Matthew 7:12. And as ye would do that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. This is Luke 6:31. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Everything is based on this one law. And basically what our governments of the world have done has convinced man that natural law does not exist. And it's their laws. And that's whatever corporate government that we're talking about that we have to follow, completely negating all of natural law. And that goes so much as like, hey, if I want to go fish that river, what do I have to do? I have to go get permission from my government first. If I want to go put a window in my house, I got to go get permission for the government first. If I want to marry my wife, I got to go get permission from, I got to go get a permit or a license. If I want to drive freely, who made the ground? Who made this earth? Who put us down here? God. Who is the authority? God. He is who authored us. So he said, you are free to use this land. You are free to move. You're free to travel. And then what comes along? The government says, nope, you don't. Natural law doesn't exist. And you have to get a license. And then you have to pay us every single year. Well, this is, once again, not only does it keep us enslaved as Americans, but it is a direct affront to God's commandments when we follow these things, when we go get our license. Now, I don't mean to rant, but it doesn't, if I just go and decide I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to like not get my license to fish or not, you know, drive in the roads without my license and that sort of thing, which is completely codified even in law that says we are have the right to do, it's not a privilege. What's going to happen? Well, that police is going to come and pull me over, isn't he? And then I'm going to have to deal with that singularly. Well, what I'm saying is that not if we do it together, not if we make an announcement and a declaration to those people that we have, you know, we've given these people the power to protect us. They're no longer doing it. So we have to do it en masse in unity to say, you no longer have that power. We're taking it back. Yeah. And if we don't do that together in unity, we will fail.
Yeah.
You know, I know that our founding fathers told us that, and my holy book says that.
Friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. This is a perfect time for a quick break. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. In mass, that's what I'm trying to say here. In mass, together, we all have to stand up and reassert our rights and take their power away, because they are abusing their power at every turn. And I'm talking about the federal government. I'm talking about these agencies, the CDC, the FDA, a revolving door with Big Pharma. The FCC, a revolving door with big teletech. So 5G's A-OK, fast track it, no safety studies. It's insane. Let me ask you this. At the top of the evil pyramid, we know these people literally are Luciferians. And people like Yuval Noah Harari is now openly saying in meetings that have gone kind of viral, this idea that human beings have free will, well, that's over. Okay, and he's talking about governments used to surveil their people outside the skin. Well, now they'll get to surveil under the skin. And he's literally talking about chipping, tracking, tracing, probably through the vaccine, to be honest with you. But no more free will for human beings, if that ever existed at all. And he's dubious of that. Why? Well, because he hates God. He literally says God and Jesus Christ is fake news. So at the top of this evil, satanic, I would say a Khazarian mafia pyramid, who are these people and who do they worship and who are they descendants of? In my interview with Len Horowitz, I asked him if they are descendants of Cain. He took me down the path that led me to believe, yes, that's the case. But then I did get a message from somebody else who's sort of in the space who said, no, we got that wrong. What do you say? Is that just too complicated a question? Who are these people and who are they? I think they're the spawn of Satan. Who are they the descendants of?
The who is, let me say this, what the thing that they envelop theologically and socially and everything like that is this notion of the sacred and profane. And you see this in all sorts of ways, whether it's a religion or whether it's like the elite or certain families, that sort of thing. They have it in their mindset, which is completely against the Christian values. And the absolute fact that every single human being has the divine spark within them. Every single human being has been a gift from God, right? And that we have been put down in this place to have free will, to choose to do either the good down here or the evil, right? Well, these people, they don't follow those laws at all. They do not think that we are the same as them, okay? And that includes the Schwabs and the Rockefellers and anybody that you've seen over the throes of history, anybody that's been in that position of power that have used their psychopathy, this is the thing that they embrace. We are sacred, you're cattle, and we're going to treat you like cattle. And that's what it is. So we could, you know, discuss like, who are these people? Where did they come from? That sort of thing. At the end of the day, it matters what their actions are. And their actions are literally looking at us as subhuman.
Yeah. And that's clearly what they're doing, which is, once again, that is completely, you know, as a follower of Christ, that is specifically antichrist, because Christ came for all.
Right.
You know, whether neither Jew or Greek, you know, bond or free, right? Christ is all and in all. And they're saying, nope.
So regardless of who these people are the descendants of, what they have built is quite literally an antichrist system, right? The New World Order is an antichrist, therefore an anti-human system of control.
And this is why I say we can't talk about politics anymore. We really can't. We have to fully discuss religion, because these people, politics is just a stage for them, right? They don't think politically. They've got people in the Democrats and the Republicans, and they've got them all over the place. These minions of the devil, if you want to call them, right? And so what they think when you talk about a sacred and profane mindset, it's theology. Now it's, you know, their God, of course, or the God that they worship, I would say, is Father Time. That's not the almighty one true God that we worship. But yeah, they're constantly in the realm of theology. And so if we're downstream constantly talking about politics, we'll forever miss the mark. And this is just what I've learned over the years of pursuing politics and things like that. These people don't give a shit. They don't care at all, right? What they want to do is literally control the earth, because they think that they're the special people, and we're not. And it's, by the way,
the special people, the special Luciferian people that sacrifice children. Yeah, they're special. All right.
Yeah, exactly. And I will say this, they're not going to win, because they're attacking the Almighty, and eventually they will lose. Okay. That is, and anybody that doesn't understand that is lacking unbelievable faith, right? I mean, you have to understand that God is completely in control, always has been, always will be. But the hell that they can create in the meantime, where things, before things get back to settling and balance and that sort of thing, is truly astounding. It's famine, it's war, it's everything that you can possibly imagine that they're going to throw at us in the coming years. I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but we know who's in good, we know what they're doing, and we know the kind of chaos that they want to bring. And so if we prepare for it, and this is the opportunity to really bring God back in the hearts and minds of people everywhere.
One of their favorite slogans is order out of chaos. Do you worry about the chaos that may be coming? We actually see chaos in inner cities now, mm-hmm. Philadelphia, Chicago, New York is insane at this point, but that's because they've got demonic governors and mayors. But do you worry about the chaos that may be coming? It'll be engineered chaos, by the way, because they're going to try to starve us out. If they can't break our will as Americans, they're going to try to starve us. How concerned are you about the chaos that might be coming as inflation is now soaring?
Well, I'm concerned. I'm not, you know, I try not to be a worrywart, but I'm also not stupid. I mean, I'm preparing, you know, it's like, you know, literally before I was doing, you know, having this conversation, I was building, you know, a water catchment system and a worm bin, and I just ordered stuff for a garden, you know? So, I mean, we know that what's coming. And so I'm preparing, but I just don't think I would be a very good Christian, to be honest, because it's like, then I'm giving them too much power. I'm giving them, you know, my time. I'm giving them my heart. I'm giving them my energy. And that energy does not belong to them. It belongs to God. And so if I sit there and worry and worry and worry, then it's like, then I've fallen for their spell, and I'm not into their spells anymore. I'm not into their, you know, their wizardry and their occultism. I'm into light. And so, but yeah, I mean, prepare, because it is coming.
Some of the things you're saying reminds me of the things Owen Benjamin says, you know, which is his heart, his life, his light is right there in his little farm with his family. They grow their own food. They homeschool. So none of these weapons being waged against us, the general population, are working on families like that, because they know their neighbors. There's infrastructure, there's food, there's resources, there's love, there's homeschooling. So their kids are smart, not brainwashed and turned against them. I think there's a spirit and a lesson there that we should all learn from, which is we literally need to get off of this New World Order plantation. And we need to take the first step in that journey. However, you listeners need to do it. Meaning, if you're living in a big hellhole city in a condo, well, it might be time to sell the condo and go buy property in the country. Is that maybe the best tactic we have to begin to reassert our freedoms? Because, boy, I'm babbling here, Marty, but you know, the UN Agenda 2030 policy, the agenda is to get everybody off of the country land, get everybody into big hellhole cities. So I guess trying to undo that is literally the best tactic we have to break the back of their anti-human plans.
Yes, I mean, self-sufficiency is definitely where the, you know, the way that people should be going, but, you know, building community as well, of course, right? I will say this, like moving toward, I mean, before there were doomsday preppers, there was homesteaders, and before they were called homesteaders, they were just called people living. You know, they just, that's what people did. You know, you stockpiled food, you had a root cellar, you farmed, everybody had a garden. You know, the moving towards that again is definitely going to help. But I will say this, these people are agents of chaos, and we know who they work for, and they are never going to stop. They're never going to stop. So there's no running. As a guy who lives, I'm doing this from my car because I live in the middle of the woods, right? So as a guy that lives in the middle of the woods, there's no running to the woods and hiding. We have to go and cut the serpent's head off. End of story, full stop. That serpent is just never going to stop. It's going to do everything in its power to destroy every last bit of humanity, every last bit of Christ, every last bit of life and light. And we have to go and cut its head off. We have to take its power away. And in order to do that, we need a mass movement of, once again, unity. So yes, self-sufficiency, all of that sort of thing. Obviously, I'm moving towards that, and I have been for many, many years, but that's not good enough. Okay. Cause we need to know who we're facing. We need to know who they work for. And we understand the hell that they want to bring. And we have to, you know, we have to bring light to that. We have to bring Christ to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you and I have had conversations in the past, and I guess it's actually with credit to you. And I believe it was Crow, or was it Crow and David Weiss, or was it you and Crow and David Weiss? I forget, but one of the first conversations I ever had in which I coined the phrase globe as we're told skeptic was with all of you guys. And it was about this concept that not only have they lied to us about everything, not only have they hijacked our government, not only are they anti-human, they don't want people to understand the very nature of what they live on. And I know this is a controversial subject, but you cover it. The Bible covers it. Why is it such a difficult concept for people to even discuss? The normies cannot even go there. And again, I'm not a flat earther per se. I'm a globe as we're told skeptic, because their official math, their Copernicus 15th century math, does not add up, and it does not stand up to scrutiny.
Let me just say this. They're the people that are of the elite that should not be, right? That are trying to run the world, that sort of thing. They're wizards, right? They're spellcasters. This is what they do. They, every facet of our world, they want to create a fiction. They want to create a little narrative in which we hang ourselves on. And they do this all the time. They do it with history, manipulation of history, of course, and they do it with what's beneath our feet. And, you know, it's very clear that at least what we're being told about this Earth is nonsense. As far as what the space programs are telling us. And that means internationally, right? NASA, JAXA, ESA, the whole kit and caboodle, including Mr. Musk there. So they're liars through and through. And once again, we started this conversation about one of the biggest conspiracies, or if not the biggest conspiracy of the world, is trying to get us to not understand who we are and where we are, right? Now, we could argue all day about the shape of the Earth. Sure, we could argue that there's, you know, that where's the edge, gravity, blah, 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 blah. But what we can come to know is that we were put here for a divine purpose. There is a purpose to Earth. And that purpose is for, once again, for you to get back home to God. Their moves are to make sure that that knowledge is buried forever. That's what they want to do. And so flat Earth is just one more of those things. It's a big one too, of course. When you manipulate the cosmology, you don't know where you are, that opens the door for all the other lies that come with it. So, you know what? Yes, it's the reason it's so hard for people to accept that is because the level of brainwashing. You've, you know, since you were in your mother's womb, you had your synaptical junctions, you know, tying together in the sense around the globe. And so when you go and say, okay, well, where we live is, you know, it's not a globe. You have to go and sever all of those synaptic junctions and restart again. And that's very difficult for some people. But I tell you what, us flat earthers, we're never stopping. We're never stopping because we know now. We know the lie. We've broken that spell, and they're never going to get us back onto that spell.
It is the ultimate spell, especially when you think about the Big Bang. They want you to believe that this whole thing, the beauty of creation, was the result of a massive explosion that they've never proven. There's no evidence of it. And
oh, it's another one of them theories, Sean. It's the Big Bang theory. It's just like critical race theory and a theory of Darwinian evolution and germ theory. I'm tired of your theories. They're bullshit.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. All righty. Well, order out of chaos, right? Again, one of their slogans. So we're to believe that we, God's design, the beauty of creation, a plant, a tree, a rabbit, a baby, all the result of order out of the chaos of a Big Bang. Completely preposterous.
Look at the links, too, that they've had to go just to get us away from understanding that we are gifts of God. Think about that, dude. Think about it. Look at how many levels and layers of BS that they've had to just pile on us at constantly 24/7 since we were children, just to get us to forget that there is a God, there is a creator. He made his laws down here. We are to follow them and no one else's, and he is our authority, and that our purpose is to get back home to him. Look at the lies that they've had to do just to keep that little bit of knowledge, you know?
Yeah. So. Well, I do think they're losing control, and that's why they've fast-tracked everything. And that's why they're no longer hiding. You know, I don't know when you and I first had a conversation, but we're both open-minded guys and we always got along from day one, even if we weren't on the same page about everything. And that's what I love about discourse. That's what I love about conversations. These are the types of conversations people ought to be able to have when they go out to dinner with friends. But oftentimes your wife will kick you under the table if you start to go a little too far, because the normies, they can't have these conversations. And so sometimes if you want to maintain friendships with neighbors, even who invite you out to dinner, you got to kind of pick and choose your topics, because a lot of these people are completely asleep. They're completely brainwashed and they're completely still a part of this new world order system. And they don't even recognize that they're being attacked by the mRNA bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine is just one of many examples.
And there's nothing you can do to change them either. Like, it's a personal journey. Waking up is a personal journey, because as you know, it can be very difficult. It can be traumatic. There can be times where you're like, you know, you're completely lost. You really feel alone in that journey. Well, you're not alone, just so you know, but they have to make that themselves. So you can't force them. You can't kick their ass to just climb the mountain. They have to do it themselves. So the only thing that we can do is constantly just pervade that truth. Just let it, you know, shine out of you, and don't be quiet. Like, I don't know, maybe it's the hellishly bombastic Irish kid in me, but I just can't shut up. So, you know, when somebody says, don't talk about something, that's the first thing I'm going to talk about, you know? So just let your light shine before men, you know, and God's going to take care of the rest, you know?
Yeah, I jotted that down earlier in our conversation when you said, in response to their tyranny and the lack of justice that we see, just shine your light brighter. I like that. Just shine your light brighter. I think that's a positive message. We'll do a screen share here. So the Sunday service over at your website, guys, here's Marty's website, the Gnostic Church and Academy of Lord Jesus Christ. You can get the Sunday services, I guess, every Sunday for free. And then, of course, there's the website. If you want to support Marty and get this beautiful book, honestly, guys, it is a beautiful book. I have one in my hands right here, available now in, hardcover. I didn't know that. Available now in both paperback and hardcover. The website, gnosticacademy.org. Anything else you want to tell folks, Marty?
Yeah, church service every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And, you know, we cover the Bible. We've done Cain and Abel. We did the first 6-7 chapters of Mark. We did all sorts of stuff. We did chapter 1 of Genesis last Sunday. And so, yeah, and we take the Bible very seriously, you know, and I do my best to try to teach, you know, the years of knowledge that I've accrued, you know, over the years and try to, once again, put that in people's lap. So I do want to say this one thing. I rewrote the Declaration of Independence, and it's called the Unanimous Redeclaration of We the People. I included it in a book, and in this book is an affidavit of status, and it includes the Declaration of Independence, the original, the Constitution of the United States, Bill of Rights. And this is something that I put in, I wrote it under a pseudonym, and I put it in the public domain. So this book is, it has an affidavit of status in it, and it's basically like a passport. So they're trying to push these digital IDs and the real IDs where you get your nice little gold star and all this other nonsense. And so what I said, no, let's make our own passport and let's do it, you know, and include in it the Constitution. So in here is an affidavit of status. And so I'm just going to show this. I just want to show this affidavit of status. You can actually put your information in there. You can get your passport photo and then you can actually have it notarized at a bank or whatever. And this actually, somebody used this to fly. So they flew from, I think, Detroit to North Carolina, and they used this to fly because it's actually legal documentation. And so I included this, I include everything in this, and I put it in the public domain. So I encourage people, if you want to buy this from my site, you can, gnosticacademy.org, that's cool. But I encourage you, download this. I include not only the PDF, but also the artwork. You can download it. You can print it yourself. You can sell it if you want. It's completely in the public domain. And what it is this opportunity for us to actually unify together and say, no, we no longer are giving you our consent. I am a child of God. Here's my affidavit of status. And here's the Constitution, which, you know, declares our rights that have been given to us by our Creator. So I highly recommend this. Like I said, don't buy it from me if you don't want to. Download it, print it, sell it yourself on your website, give it away. Do whatever you can. But this is it's a start to reclaiming our rights.
Well, I'll do a screen share here. I'm going to pay this forward. I love it when I can help my guests out. Although at $7.77, Marty, I don't know how much I'm going to be helping you out if you get 500 orders for this book, if you have to pack them up and mail them all yourself. But I have a very, very supportive audience. So you'll have to let me know how many you sell. And at $7.77, you're basically giving it away. And then here's Lord Jesus Christ, the book, $51, I guess, for soft cover. Boy, Marty, I appreciate you, man. I've known you for a long time. You're a stand-up guy. I consider you a friend, and I appreciate your time today. Anything else you want to say as we sign off?
Not much. I want to thank you, man. I always love talking to you. And yeah, like I said, I'm just going to plug this one last time. It's a great little book. Rewrites the Declaration of Independence, 22 grievances, affidavit of status. Just if you don't want to give me your money, download it. Print it out, sell it, print, get it, send it to a print house, whatever you want to do. So that's it. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Friends, I want to say just one last thing. As 393 million Chinese are on lockdown again, 393 million people, and in the city of Shanghai, people are literally killing themselves, hanging themselves, jumping out of the high-rise buildings they live in because they can't take it. The government said 2 days of lockdown. It's now been 4+ weeks. That is what's coming for us again if we let it happen. And with God as my witness, we will not let it happen. We will not go down that road again. And we will not relinquish our nation to these New World Order tyrants. I pray it to be so. Our guest has been Marty Leeds. The book, Lord Jesus Christ. The website, GnosticAcademy.org. Marty, thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Brothers and sisters, thank you so much. Friends, appreciate you all so very much, especially our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news and for real news every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and the mockingbird mainstream horror media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
People understand that the government is supposed to protect them and their assets. And instead, what government has been doing has been a lot of illegal racketeering and pillaging. And that's because the what has been operating as a government here is a basically a commercial corporation like McDonald's.